You must be the type of person who feels that he's the center of what's happening, and that the whole world is revolving around his being. You that type? Out of sight. Try on a Paul Sargeant suit and watch your perspective change. Nehru suits are what's happening at Paul Sargeant. It will blow your natural mind.
Time, weather, and...
Always!
The past. The case of... The very...
Talk about a lot of different subjects, and you know, it's nice Friday night. What the heck, right?
The Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are glad to be here. It is Friday, December 11th?
December 11th.
December 11th already. Who can believe it? Listen, tonight in the studio, let me introduce everybody.
Yeah.
To my left, my girl, Hannah Claire.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. To my right, my boy, Ty Ginn.
How's it going, y'all?
It's going fine, y'all. And over in the corner, my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, hello. All right. On the floor, actually, this evening, we have both beasts. We have Tilly and Brutus.
Yeah.
Our very large and lazy dogs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hopefully, they will mind their manners for the show this evening. Let's see. Let's go ahead and kick this sucker off. Before we came in the studio,
yes,
we had dinner.
Yeah.
And dinner tonight was provided by Capo Di Monte Italian Market.
Yes.
Now, is this the first time you've been there, Steph?
Second
time. What was the first thing you brought home from there?
We got the chicken marsala.
That's right. I remember that. That was fantastic.
I ate most of that.
Well, tonight you brought home like an Italian medley.
Yes.
It looked like there was beef, there was chicken, there was pasta, eggplant, you name it.
Meatballs.
It was fantastic. Capo Di Monte, certainly not as large as Mazzaro's on 22nd Avenue South, or is it North?
North,
I'm sorry, over in St. Pete. But Capo Di Monte making a name for itself here in Seminole, Florida. It's located at 8400 Seminole Boulevard. The number, if you would like to reach them, is 727-394-7800. And let me tell you something. It is a little Italian market that is to die for.
Yes, it is.
Look them up.
If you haven't been, you need to go. Yep. Stop in, check it out.
Very, very good.
Delicious.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about sports, man. On Saturday, this past Saturday, my Gators, a team with virtually no offense, met up with Alabama in the SEC title game, and we were beaten pretty badly.
Yes.
The score didn't really indicate how badly we were beaten, but if you watch the game, it was very hard to watch, actually.
Yes.
Because it is very hard to watch a team that is vying for the SEC title have absolutely no offense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The final score of the game was 29-15 Alabama.
Wow.
All right. Now, as bad as it seems, the Gators are going to a bowl game.
Yes.
And they will be facing the Michigan Wolverines on New Year's Day in the Orlando Citrus Bowl. Mm. So all is not lost for the Gators this year. However, they were terrible.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if the Wolverines are able to score safety.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, all it takes is a safety to beat the Gators.
Right, and they've had two in a row.
Right.
You know, almost unheard of.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad.
On Sunday, my Bucks, they actually beat the Atlanta Falcons 23-19, which was a good bounce back from the week before.
Yes.
And, you know, it was another strong performance by Jameis Winston.
It was.
I am so glad we got him over Marcus Mariota. Like I've said before, there was a lot of speculation before the season about him, but I'm telling you, he's proving himself to me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
There have been no off-field incidences.
No.
And I mean, on the field, I don't know that we could ask for anything more.
No.
He is definitely our star for the future as far as the Bucks go.
And definitely someone to watch in the years to come. I mean, his first year out there. There's been some struggles, but
of course,
he's getting it.
He's getting better every game.
Exactly,
I dig it.
He's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yep. Up next for the Bucks is the Saints, and we will play them at 1 p.m. on Sunday at Ray J. So there's that. Now, what we've been doing on the show for the last couple of weeks, we've been doing a beer tasting. And the beer tasting that we're doing is from local breweries.
Yes.
Especially craft breweries.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The last couple of weeks, we did sort of a versus, a St. Pete versus Tampa, right. That kind of thing. This week, we are just doing one beer, and this beer is from Clearwater. And let me get that out right this second.
All right.
I'm getting it out right this second. I've got it under ice.
In the secret box.
The secret box.
And what is our beverage of the evening?
This beer, tonight's offering, is from Paradise Brewing Company, which is out of Clearwater, Florida, like I mentioned. And the beer is called Hop Bet Red IPA.
Ooh, I'm not going to like it.
Well, we don't know that yet. We don't know that yet. Because you and Tide are not big people.
Yeah.
Let's have
not big people.
What are you trying to say, buddy?
What did I say?
Big people.
Well, you're big people.
Well, honestly.
You're not big beer people. Yeah. Didn't I say that?
No, you missed the beer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's kind of important there, palsy.
You're not big people. Not to mean that you are
big people.
Small in stature. Yes.
Well, but you're also adults, yes. So you're
I meant to say you're not big beer people. All right, Stephanie, I'm going to pour you a shot. Ooh, it's a little dark. More red. I guess that's why they call it the red IPA.
It's called hop.
It's kind of full. Be careful.
Looks a little like apple cider.
Doesn't look like that death brew we had last week.
Let's the maple syrup.
Go ahead and try it, Steph. And
it's good. I like it.
Okay. What do you notice?
Some hesitation. Yeah,
there's some citrus, but it's only a hint.
You know what?
Dad's eyes are bleeding.
No. Of the ones that we've tried lately,
this one
have some citrus to it, but it is nowhere near as offensive as those other ones that we've had.
It's definitely beer.
It's there.
A beer.
Hannah Claire, just give it a sip.
All right.
Don't spill it in the board.
Right. Well.
No.
No? Okay.
That's not for me either.
I can see where this would definitely be.
That's old lady toilet water.
It's not that. It's not that bad.
This is an acquired taste.
No, that definitely tastes like perfume or something.
An acquired taste. That's very good that you said that because I'm learning that most of these craft beers are an acquired taste.
Yes.
I don't know that I could be comfortable drinking on a regular basis any of these. I think that craft beers were set up so that you could just go about your business and taste
and look
different
fancy.
Ones.
Right.
It's almost like craft beer drinkers are kind of like wine drinkers. You know, they go to wine tastings or they go to craft beer tastings, that kind of thing. I'm getting that impression.
If,
maybe I'm wrong.
If you order craft beer,
yeah,
you drink one, maybe two while you're at the show.
Right.
And you sip it.
Well, you almost have to because the alcohol content is a lot higher than a regular beer. So
exactly.
Yeah, it'll jump up and bite you in the butt if you are not careful. That is for sure. So again, tonight's offering is from Pear O'Dice. Pear O'Dice. Not Paradise, but Pear O'Dice Brewing Company out of Clearwater. And the beer that we tried was called Hop Bet Red IPA, Indiana Pale Ale. So there you go.
India Pale Ale.
India, right, not Indiana.
It's a someplace.
Yeah.
I have to say, the more I drink, the more I like it.
Ugh, all right, no. Well, just be careful because, no, like I mentioned, it is a lot more potent than your regular quaff.
Right. If I fall out of my chair yeah. during Stump the Chump,
right.
Then, you know, all bets are off.
Hey, Radio St. Pete, note what we did. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago that we had sort of located the taco bus, or we were on a mission to locate the taco bus.
Right.
And when was it? Last Saturday, we went there for lunch. And I tell you what, I dug it.
Yeah, it was good.
I really dug it. I had the burritos con carne. Is that what?
No, carne asada.
Carne asada. And then I had two tacos that were also supposed to be carne asada, but they had ran out of the carne.
Carne asada.
Which is the steak. So I had two chicken tacos. Mm. They were okay. The burrito blew my mind.
Yeah,
it was that good. That burrito was fantastic. Yeah. If I ever go back, that will be my order right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
That burrito carne asada.
I want to try the fantastic one that had more stuff in it.
With like the rice and...
That's what I was going to get, but I
saw one on there that said it had like chunks of potato in it.
What?
Yeah, there was one of the recipes or one of the meat mixtures had chunks of potato. I thought that might be interesting. Almost like a breakfast burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I was very pleased. And we got out of there with a couple of bumper stickers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We just asked for them, didn't pay for them. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we did.
And they said they were running out of them, so
right.
I don't know
well,
if we'll
he
be
gave
able
us,
to get one.
Right, he gave us two bumper stickers, and we got a picture or a couple of pictures with the Taco Bus statue
right.
out front that we will be posting on our website
yes.
here in the near future. We really need to get on upgrading our website.
Yeah,
and the website can be found at marcoradioshow.com.
Right, exactly.
And look for our pictures there. And if you go to the taco bus, don't skip the chips and guacamole.
Oh, that's right. The chips were fantastic.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Those were the best chips.
Do you think they made that guacamole there?
Yes.
I think so.
Because it was really good. That's one of the best guacamoles I've had.
And they made
really
those
fresh.
Chips.
And there. Those chips were fantastic. And you were talking about the fact that you thought that maybe they were made in one of those air fryers.
Right. They weren't greasy, but they were crisp.
They were very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good.
They were very amazing.
Cool. Yeah. Let's see. Now, we had an experience, when was it? Last night, the night before last. That I can't wait to tell you guys about, but do you think we should take a break before we do that? Because we're like 13 and a half, almost 14 minutes in.
Okay.
Should we take a break?
We can go ahead and take a break.
Okay. We're going to take a break, a musical break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you about something that is so cool and so new to this area, it's going to blow your mind. Here we go. Okay, we are back, and you're listening to us on Radio St. Pete. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and that was Carnival Palace. That is a French electro techno sort of band. My dad turned me on to them. He loves them. Yeah. He says that sometimes he gets up at like 2 o'clock in the morning and blares that in his condo.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm sure his neighbors love that.
Oh, yeah. As does the property manager.
Is that right? How he's staying young?
That's how he's staying young. 73 years young, mm-hmm. all due to Caravan Palace.
There you go.
And their French electro techno mumbo jumbo.
I like it. I think it's fun.
It's different.
Yeah. It's fun.
The name of that song was Rock It For Me. That's a very good song. I like it. Anyway, it's fun. Let's see. Okay, before the break, I mentioned that we did something as a show, or family, because we're family.
Same thing.
We are, right?
What?
We tried something called the Tampa Bay Escape Room.
Yes.
All right. What's deceiving about the name is that it's not in Tampa Bay.
It's in Clearwater.
It's in Clearwater. As a matter of fact, it's located at 625 Cleveland Street. And it's in basically one of like the office buildings right there.
Right.
Downstairs. Mm-hmm. And it is so cool.
It is fantastic.
It's called the Escape Room. You go into a room that is, themed?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Themed room.
The theme of our room was what? Record producer's office.
Music producer.
Okay. I guess the general gist of the story is that this record producer is locked in his office so that another record producer can grab the new single and get it released without this guy being able to do anything about it.
Right.
All right. So the goal is you're locked in this room as if you are that record producer. There are all kinds of clues all over the room that are not so obvious.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
And there are a lot of them. There are a lot of things that you have to do to get out of this room. And the goal is to get out of this room within an hour.
Right.
Okay. Now, my first thought when we first got in there, pretty plain looking room. It's got like gold records on the wall. Mm-hmm. It's got a dresser drawer, like three drawers, but it's got, padlocks on it that have combinations. It's got
a desk
and a chair. It's got a bookshelf. It's got some other little pictures on the walls of like different musical artists.
For you to write
a whiteboard,
on.
A chalkboard. There's a keyboard in there. Like an office, I guess.
Right. And it was like, how hard could this be?
Let me tell you something. It was when I first walked in. Well, before we went, I thought, how hard is this going to be? Mm-hmm. It's not going to be that bad. We're going to be in and out of there in no time. As a matter of fact, the goal was if you can get in and out of there in 26 minutes, they give you a free T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right, well, because you'll beat the standing record.
Right. Well, we didn't make it.
No.
We did pass.
We did get out.
We got out in less than an hour.
Well, we got out with 11 minutes and 23 seconds to spare.
Right.
But it's really kind of cool, and you have to work as a team.
Right.
There were five of us? Five of us in the room.
So five of us working on clues, trying locks,
and then I'm going to give out a shout to Yuki, because without Yuki, we never would have made it.
I'm just going to say that right now. Yeah. We'd still be in there.
Yuki is Ty's girlfriend, and let me tell you something, very, very smart.
Yes.
And like I said, thank God she was with us.
Yes.
Because I think, like I said, we'd still be in there.
She jumped on some of the clues that I never would have
Yeah, well, there were things that, there was like some artwork on the wall that I never would have considered a clue. And she starts, transposing it and kind of like the cryptoquote kind of thing.
Right.
And I mean, she's turning figures into numbers, and then she's shouting out numbers that we're writing on the whiteboard, and then we're trying locks and we're trying, keypads to try to get. The thing is, there's a keypad to get out of the room,
mm-hmm.
but there are, before you get to that point, there's about, let's see, there were like five padlocks. There were two different safes. There was that money box.
Mm-hmm.
What else was there?
There was another box inside of the money box.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so there are all these things you have to crack the code on all these things before you can even think about getting out that door.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. To hit the certain keys on the keyboard.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's an example. You had to, you know, with strike with a one of the note. Right, with one of the clues, you had to like or hit a certain what was it, C major or whatever it was.
Don't give out clues.
Okay, all right, right. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. But
no clues.
Well, now they're gonna have to change it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for like a team oriented evening or a team building.
Right.
Kind of deal, or a family building kind of deal, because truly, we didn't even like each other before when we went in there.
Yeah.
And now I feel like we're a lot closer.
It really brought us together.
Really hard together. And again, a props to Yuki. I think she's the one, she's like the big toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without it,
we're all just dangling along.
Right.
Bumbling about.
I feel like I'm the pinky toe.
Yeah.
I'm just getting stubbed.
Well, right now,
getting stubbed.
Right now they have that one room.
Right.
But they're in the process of creating a couple other rooms. One of them is going to be called the kidnap room.
Right.
That one seems very interesting and frightening at the same time.
Yes. and they hope to have that one ready in a month
soon.
Or so.
Yeah.
But go to TampaBayEscapeRoom.com.
Yes.
You have to book your escape online.
You can find them on Facebook.
Yes. Yep. You'll have a great time. It's fun. Go to TripAdvisor and look. 5 stars, reviews all over the place.
Well, apparently,
it is a blast.
Yeah, apparently these escape rooms are becoming a lot more popular. Supposedly there are quite a few of them, or at least a few of them, in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're popping up all over.
Right, I think it's a big thing in Japan. Didn't we have that conversation with that woman? And
Jean.
Mean Jean.
Thank you, Jean.
Yes, thank you, Jean. That was a lot of fun. Now, another thing
time.
That Jean does... is she also has the Segway tours.
Oh, very cool.
In Clearwater.
Clearwater nice. Beach Segway
and
tours.
I'm thinking that's going to be our next outing.
Cool.
I'm about it.
So I think that's real cool. I've never ridden a Segway.
Yeah, no.
Always
they
wanted
look
to.
Fun.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be very cool, especially if it's a nice day. Get some sun, check out the sights.
Right.
I think that's very cool. Can't wait to do that. So, again, escape room and Segway tours.
Yes.
Very cool. All right.
But check out TampaBayEscapeRoom.com.
Right.
Exactly. If you're looking for something fun to do, do it.
Yep.
You won't regret it.
Hey, Ty, I don't know if you saw on Facebook or not, this video of this guy who's dressed up in Star Wars garb. And basically, he jumps out from like bushes or something like that, and he tosses you a lightsaber, and then he expects you to have a lightsaber battle.
What? Where is this?
It is so cool.
Video ever.
He's dressed up like what? He's got like a brown cloak on.
Yeah, he's got like
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan. Yeah. He's dressed up like Obi-Wan Kenobi, and all of a sudden you're walking down the sidewalk minding your own business, and this dude jumps out. Tosses you a lightsaber and gets in position.
Yeah. But he throws it at you like so perfect, so it lands perfectly
right in your hand, right? It's cool.
You know what I mean?
Like,
oh man,
where is he? I want to find
really
this guy.
I didn't see where he was from, but it reminded me of you. It's like because you couldn't see the guy's face. It's like if that's Ty.
Yeah. So that was a test, Ty.
Yeah.
Dad thought it was you down at John's Pass dressed as Obi-Wan Kenobi throwing lightsabers.
Can you imagine walking down the sidewalk and all of a sudden this guy tosses a lightsaber in your hand? And
I love it.
And now you're expected to, you know, get it on right there on the sidewalk.
That would be so fun.
Like, it seemed like he would always let the person win, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, like he'd like... you know, and really like ham it up, like dying on the ground, you know.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Well, now I might do that.
Yeah, there you go.
You should really try to look up that video.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, do it.
It's really cool.
Well, you know, today's Friday.
Yeah.
It's the 11th. You know what that means? 14 days till Christmas.
Oh, man.
And the big one. I'm almost more excited for this.
Uh-oh.
7 days Till Star Wars.
I just bought myself today's Star Wars mascara.
So, what might that look like?
It's regular mascara. It's just limited edition Star Wars.
Oh, that's fancy.
Does it make you look like Jabba the Hutt?
I don't know. There was like, you could either pick the dark side or the light side. And I wasn't quite sure which one to go with. Because, you know, I mean, I'm into it, but I'm not too into it.
Why don't you mix them and be from the gray side?
Yeah, right. I almost got both.
That is a possibility.
I went with light.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. But it warms my heart. Hannah's on board.
I'm trying. I'm really, really on board. Trying.
We have been mentioning a lot, especially since we started broadcasting here on Radio St. Pete, that one of the things that we're so fortunate of in this area are all of the entertainment venues in St. Pete and in Tampa, and in Clearwater, for that matter. There are so many. And one of the ones that I knew about for a long time before I really started going down to downtown St. Pete was Ferg's.
Right.
I mean, I've been going to Ferg's for years before baseball games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, just recently in September, this past September, Mark Ferguson, the owner, got together with some music people, in particular this guy named, what's his name, John C. Jack Bodziak, and some other music
people. Good name.
And they decided to come up with this concert series that they were going to do. And I think from reading the article, it was almost as if, I don't want to say they sold Mark Ferguson a bill of goods, but I don't think they exactly explained it to him in full. Mm-hmm. Because he said that the stage that they set up for him was like 20 feet away from his property, for one thing.
Yeah.
And it was like an Olympic-sized stage, like 60 feet, this whole big 60-foot area, this huge stage. Now, they've had some big acts there. They've had Warrant. They've had Blue Oyster Cult.
A lot of 80s people.
Tone Loc.
Yeah,
Digital Underground, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, I mean, I guess they were heading in that direction where they're going to have more and more of that. But now, all of a sudden, some of the neighbors have started complaining.
Right.
And you know where Ferg's is? I mean, what, right next door or two doors down is the police department.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so, and you also know that in that same area, there are all those new condos.
Right.
Those real little, apparently the stage faces the windows and balconies of this Fusion condo.
Oh.
And apparently they were rattling the windows.
See, I think that'd be pretty cool. We get a free show.
Well, it would be cool, but it wouldn't be cool every night.
No, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're young.
If you're young, it'd be cool. But if you're not young, it'd be like, all right, I'm over it.
Well, and I think, I don't know the demographic, but I think a lot of the people that that live at Fusion, it's not that they're old. It's not like it's a 55 and over community.
Oh, certainly not anything that we're used to, right.
But they're working people.
Yeah.
They have to get up in the morning.
Sure.
And even if these shows were only lasting until 10 or 11 at night.
Still.
They need time to decompress.
Absolutely.
You know, because they have stressful jobs
downtown. Let's say a show starts at 8 o'clock and goes for two and a half hours.
You're going
to
be...
You know, of hard driving music, you know, exactly. When you're trying to have dinner, you know, and relax. Yeah, that's going to... Yeah.
And maybe do work that you brought home with you. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a report due tomorrow and you've got, you know, Blue Oyster Cult... coming through your windows
for
11.
Me, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, well.
I'd be about that.
Well, I would be for a while, and if I was your age.
Right.
But like we were just saying, if you're our age, not so much.
Exactly.
Hanging out the balcony with a megaphone, play Godzilla.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Mark Ferguson is such a cool guy, and I actually talked to him so briefly a number of years ago that I'm sure he would never remember me. And it was so long ago that if I had to pick him out in the crowd, I probably couldn't do it.
Right.
You know, and I can't even begin to tell you what our conversation was about. It was just such a nothing thing. I can't even remember who I was with. But he's such a cool guy. He's basically saying, look, if it's bothering the neighbors, if the lights and the sound and all that are not working and we can't fix it, we're just not going to do it.
Right.
You know, we've been here for 23 years.
I'm not.
And the last thing we want to do is piss off the neighbors.
Right.
So I give him credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. And it's not like, you know, they need that to survive.
No. Right. No.
So, yeah.
That's very generous.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, let's go ahead and talk about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when was it? Last weekend that they had the whole San Bernardino shooting,
right?
Which was horrific. Absolutely. And it's just another one in a line of a bunch of other ones. It seems like more often than not these days, we're getting word of one of these, almost on a daily, at least weekly basis.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is very outspoken, as you know, and he came out just the other day. He was on the USS Yorktown in South Carolina speaking to a group of people, and he said that he thinks that what we should do is ban all Muslims from entering or visiting the United States until our United States representatives get a handle on the problem.
Wow.
Well, as you can imagine, this drew a bunch of fire in his direction.
Backlash.
All kinds of people are upset, as you can imagine. In my thinking, I get what he's saying. And I think most of America, or a lot of America, who is tired of all this stuff, all this carnage, they're thinking the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really kind of like a knee-jerk reaction to a scary and serious situation.
Right.
You know, he's saying what people are thinking.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's diplomatic.
Or practical.
Or practical. No, there's... Right. Exactly.
Sorry, it sounds a little Hitler-y to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very Hitler-y.
Adolf had a problem with the Jews.
Right.
You know, now Trump has a problem with the Muslims.
Yeah. Where are we going with all of this?
Scary.
Well, to bring it closer to home, our own mayor, our St. Pete mayor, Rick Kreisman, he got, obviously everybody got word of this, Trump's talking about banning the Muslims. And he came out with what they're calling the tweet of the year. And he says in his tweet, he says, "I am hereby barring Donald Trump from entering St. Petersburg until we fully understand the dangerous threat posed by all Trumps." I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. You know?
That kind of puts it in a nutshell.
Right.
You're going to wrap all Muslims in one ball and say, nope, none of them.
Yeah. How do you like it?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, from here on out, no Trumps until we figure you out.
Mm-hmm.
Can come here. I think that was great.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Ty, again, before the show, I asked you if you had seen the picture of that new destroyer, the new Navy destroyer that they just now launched, and they're basically sending it out to sea for sea trials.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is so badass looking.
It's huge.
It looks like Star Wars on the sea. And Hannah Claire, did you see a picture of it at all? Let me give you this. I'll show you.
Star Wars of the sea.
I mean, this thing is...
Oh, man.
I mean, that's how bizarre is that? The thing is...
It's different looking.
Well, it's 600 feet long. It weighs 15,000 tons, and it has all of those sharp angles to deflect radar.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it look cool.
to make it look cool, right? It says,
that's why they really did it.
Yeah, it says it has electronic propulsion, new radar and sonar, powerful missiles and guns, and stealthy design to reduce its radar signature.
Powerful missiles and guns, as opposed to what?
The weak ones.
The weak ones
that we've been dealing with for years.
The BB guns.
I'm sorry, that thing doesn't look very stealth to me. It's like a moving sculpture.
It looks like it would weigh a ton.
Yeah.
What was that boat? That steel boat that they had like back in the Confederate War, the war, World War
Ironside.
Ironside. When was that war?
That's a
war of 1812 or
something like that.
That thing looked like it, would barely float, and this thing looks like it would barely float. But apparently it does.
Well,
It may be stealth on radar, but it's not if you open your eyes.
Right.
There it is.
If you take the goggles off,
it's stealth to a submarine.
They say that this is the largest destroyer ever built for the U.S. Navy. And it says that originally they were going to build 32 of them. but found that it was so expensive to build these things that they decided to build three at $4.4 billion each.
Well, I hope they don't lose one.
Yeah. What are they made of gold?
What's it for? What do you do with
it? It's a warship.
Oh, so it's better like a do sea everything. Tank.
Yeah, it's like a sea tank.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a sea
tank. So it's going to roll up into a harbor somewhere. Mm. And
yeah. Well, for that much, I would hope it's like the one in Avengers that flies.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that'd be
right.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This just in.
This should be good.
Forecasters say El Nino should be bringing much-needed rain to California. Meanwhile, Donald Trump said if elected president, he would not let El Nino enter the country. Where's my thing? Okay. Well, we're talking a lot about Donald Trump. And I don't know if you noticed that in the very beginning, we had Donald Trump speaking about it's Friday night, so let's go ahead and have fun.
He recorded that for us.
Yes.
We had him right here.
Yeah, we had him right here in the room.
That was before he was banned from St. Petersburg.
Then. Yeah.
Exactly. I guess he's still allowed in Seminole.
Uh-huh.
We weren't harboring him.
Okay. Why don't we take a break? Do we have Stump the Chump ready?
We do.
And is there a theme?
There is. You know how I am about the holidays.
Yes, yes, yes. What is the theme?
Tonight's theme is the Grinch.
The Grinch.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we are going to take a break. What we're going to do is we are going to play I've Got a Woman by Ray Charles. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete. We'll be right back.
I got a woman way over town. That's good to me.
Okay, everybody, we are back. And again, that was Ray Charles with I've Got a Woman. Love that song. Love Ray Charles.
I was expecting the sampled one. I forget which rapper that is.
Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit different.
Didn't Will Smith do a great job in that movie, Ray? I mean, come on.
Come
on. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Did you see it?
Was that?
Oh, no. That was, yeah, you're right. That wasn't Will Smith. That was Jamie Foxx.
Way to go.
Sorry, wow. Jamie.
Way to go.
Sorry. Nice. God. Get off me.
For that, you're banned from Georgia.
Yeah.
You know what? Take a couple of Stump the Chump points away from me right away.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good with that.
Negative right. Two.
All right.
So you said this was the Grinch. Is this
is the
classic Grinch?
All right.
Or
everybody got their ringer and their hooter?
This is classic Grinch.
Okay.
Oh, no. The cartoon?
It's fine. They're all basically the same.
All right.
Same.
Let's go.
Where did the Grinch live? I think that was Hannah.
Crumpet, Mount Crumpet.
Yeah.
Crumpet, ooh. Mount Crumpet.
Crumpet, Mount Crumpet.
Crumpet.
All right, let's go.
What was the most likely reason that the Grinch hated Christmas? Mark.
His heart was too small.
How much too small?
Ten sizes too small.
No.
Two sizes.
Two.
All right. Well, I'd give it to Ty.
All right, Ty gets that one. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? Mark.
The gifts.
No, Hannah.
The singing.
Yes.
The noise.
I'm not sure I ever watched the show.
Yeah, I don't think you did.
What?
Oh, stab me in the heart.
I've only seen it 1,000 times. I'm 51 years old.
Ty has one.
It's probably older than me.
Mark is not on the board.
Right.
If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. What was the Grinch's dog's name?
Oh, I don't know.
I know it.
Hannah.
Oh, I don't know. Max.
Come on.
All right, Hannah's got three. Ty has one. Mark
All right, any of you just tuning in or never heard this show before, we play high stakes Stump the Chump. So there is $20 on the line. The winner gets $20.
Yeah, and I have to say, I've won a few times, and I don't think I've gotten my winning.
I don't even want to hear that.
I think they're piling up.
You're out of your mind.
I think you might have to break some kneecaps.
You've got three. Ty, you've got what?
I've got four.
And I've got nothing.
You've got nothing.
All right, let's go.
So Hannah could win with this one.
I could.
As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing to go? Hannah.
The Who Hash.
No.
No, what? That's what you would take.
The Christmas trees.
No.
Ah, oh, what?
The lights?
No.
The roast beast.
No.
Now you're just saying stuff.
All right, quick.
Was the stockings.
Oh, all right.
Shoot.
All right, everybody be quick. The Grinch cleaned out the icebox. He even took the last can of what, Hannah?
Who hash.
Yes.
All right.
And with who hash, Hannah wins.
All right, fantastic.
$20 to Hannah.
$20 to Hannah. Hannah Claire, see your mother at the end of the show.
Yes.
She'll be paying you directly.
In who hash.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
That's how that works.
And before you spend that money, let me tell you what I want for Christmas.
Exactly. Dad has a list.
Okay. Another rousing game of Stump the Chump. Now, here's something. And we talked about this either last show or the show before. We said that tomorrow, December 12th, is going to be Frank Sinatra's, or would have been, Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday.
Well, it's still his birthday.
Right. But he would have been 100 years old.
Right.
Now, it seems to me that pretty much for the last 3 weeks to a month, that radio stations and TV stations have been doing their best to celebrate his centennial.
Yes, as well as local venues.
Yes, exactly. But nobody, and I mean nobody, has, as far as I've seen...
Not that I've seen.
...tried to contact Frank in the realm of the unliving.
Mm.
Now, here tonight on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, here on Radio St. Pete... We are going to do our best to contact Frank.
Okay.
Everybody grab hands. Okay. Are we ready for this?
Somebody's clammy. All right.
That's your father.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. Now we've got to set the mood.
Let's set the mood. Light the candles. Serious. All right. Are we ready? On three, we'll start. Hannah, I can't hear you.
We need you to make this work.
One more time.
You're his biggest
fan. Ty, again, lead us on this one.
How are you feeling?
Oh. Wait. Hear those chimes? Those chimes mean we've crossed over into the realm of the unliving. Let me see if I can find Frank. Hey, Frank? Frank? Mr. Sinatra? Hey, Blue Eyes!
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Frank, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I didn't think I'd be able to reach you so easily. Frank, I'm Mark from the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. Can I ask you a few questions?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. Frank, you were known as one of the world's foremost crooners, and quite frankly, your acting wasn't so bad either. Is there anything else that you were into that we might not know about? No way. Really? A king? Wow. I had no idea you were into all that. Frank, you left your wife in 1950 and hooked up with Ava Gardner. What kind of lady was she?
The lady is a tramp.
Ooh. Frank, your daughter Nancy was famous for her song, These Boots Were Made for Walking. What happened when she took those boots off?
Wrinkles your nose.
Oh, yeah. I think we can all imagine that. Frank, speaking of things that smell, I had some garlic bread before I contacted you this evening. My breath is probably pretty bad. What do you think I should do about it?
Keep that breathless charm.
Oh, well, that's nice of you. Frank, listen. So far, I've asked you some pretty silly questions. What do you think of this interview so far?
I find it all so amusing.
Once again, too kind. Frank, do you ever listen to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show? And if so, how often?
Too few to mention.
Well, you know, Frank, you can catch the show on Radio St. Pete every Friday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, turning to politics. Frank, what do you think about Donald Trump running for president? And what do you think about all of the people that like his message?
That's life. That's life. That's what all the people say.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty scary, right? Frank, listen, you passed away at the age of 82 on May 14th, 1998. Can you tell us what you were thinking at the very end?
I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it
Frank, I have one more question. There were always rumors that you had mob ties. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, no, not me.
Well, we're all pretty glad to hear that. Oh, no, Frank, I guess you've got to go. Can you say anything to my audience before you go, especially since there's 14 days till Christmas? Well, there you go. You know,
I can't believe we got him.
Well, I can't believe we got him, and I can't believe we got him so easily. It makes me wonder if maybe next week we should try the Duke.
Oh,
John Wayne.
Hey,
I've always loved the Duke.
Well, I mean,
oh, no.
I'm glad y'all enjoyed that. I was busy. I had to fist fight Hitler over there.
Yeah.
It got intense.
Well, you know, I thought it was funny that he sang all of his responses.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I guess, what did you expect?
Once a crooner, always a crooner.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just so smooth, man.
Right.
You could tell that he was far away because you could just barely hear him.
Right.
He's distant.
Yeah.
Still.
I think that's next time we'll try some better audio. Maybe we'll get, you know, be louder. Or maybe I could get even closer. I don't know how you do that. Maybe I need like a time machine or how do you do that? How would I get closer? Yeah. I certainly don't want to pass into the realm of the undead.
Well, I mean, Kevin's like a shaman. We probably have Kevin over, you know.
Get send some squirrel him in bones with the or microphone something. Or something.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, you know, I think I'm pretty proud of us. We did something that I have not heard. I have not ever heard anybody channel Frank Sinatra.
It was a very spiritual experience.
It was.
And if Tilly is in here tonight barking at nothing, quote unquote, maybe Frank's in here hanging out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Hanging out with Harley.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm. All right, well.
And the Duke. Yeah, trying to pencil something in on the calendar.
I'm proud of us, gang, and I think it all had to do with our good hums.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful, be careful. We don't want to all do it at the same time because God only knows who will show up.
Right. Mm.
Okay.
Just couldn't help yourself.
Hey, Steph, I think Frank's behind you.
Nice.
Anyway, okay, here I got another story, and this is about penis transplants.
Oh, whoa.
I try to throw in a penis story every show.
Yes.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
It says here, within a year, maybe even in just a few months, a young soldier with a horrific injury from a bomb blast sustained in Afghanistan will have an operation to have his penis rebuilt.
Whoa.
Yes. It will be the first such operation to be performed here in the United States.
Hmm.
Oh.
Where else have they done it?
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, if it's the first one here in the United States, you make it sound like it's they what? Just do it all over the world.
Well, do you remember John Wayne Bobbitt?
We're just behind. Yeah, but that was his own. That was a reattachment. That's right. Totally different.
Well, it says that this organ will be coming from a deceased donor.
Ew. Oh.
Yes. I wonder if Does he get to pick?
Can I get the upgrade?
Yes. Any of Let his wife pick.
Any of the Harlem Globetrotters about the time? That's terrible. Ty, don't ever say that.
Any,
How's Ron Jeremy feeling?
Yeah. It says the surgery will be performed at Johns Hopkins Medical Center in Baltimore. It says from 2001 to 2013, 1,367 men in military service sustained wounds to their genitals in Iraq and Afghanistan, according to the Department of Defense.
Wow. Can we get a bulletproof cup?
Yeah, right.
Can I get some work done on that?
Says here that doctors say the member should start working in a matter of months, developing urinary function, sensation, and eventually the ability to have sex.
Wow.
Have a sexy time. Whoa. Here's an update on our favorite president, Jimmy Carter. Tygen, do you know what president he was for the United States?
He was Jimmy Carter.
Well, no. Do you know what number he was?
No.
He was our 39th president.
39th? I could have
Do you, Hannah Claire, do you know how old Jimmy Carter is right now?
He is 65.
No, he is 91 years old. He's 91 years old. Stephanie, do you know the years that he served as president?
No, I don't. He's from
Georgia.
He served from 1977. From 1977 to 1981.
Okay.
Anyway, the reason I brought this up is that he just announced this week that his latest MRI brain scan didn't reveal any signs of the original cancer spots, nor any new ones.
Wow, so that's nice.
Well, I didn't know he had cancer to begin with.
Oh, yeah. That's great. So,
no.
Good for, obviously don't listen to the shows.
Right.
Good for Jimmy.
Part of the reason Jimmy Carter is one of our favorite presidents is because he was on a Disney cruise with us.
Yes.
He and Rosalind and Amy.
Really?
And yes.
Yeah. You don't remember? Well, you were so little.
The New Year's Disney cruise.
Yeah.
President Carter.
Remember when we went to the Disney Island and we sat at that picnic table? They were at the table right behind us.
I remember you guys like pointing out someone, you know, and saying that there was someone over there, but I had no idea.
Yeah.
And didn't you notice all of the the men with their sunglasses on?
Yeah, I thought it was just someone like super famous.
What I thought was cool.
No, those
was.
Well, yeah, he was.
Jimmy Carter.
And those were just the Secret Service guys milling about.
Well, what I thought was cool was that we got to the island around 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, just like your mother, orders us a pitcher of beer. And I thought, honey, it's awfully early. But then I look over at the Carter's table and they were doing the same thing.
The Carter's right over there. We shouldn't have beer before 10.
Oh, man. I remember getting my hair cornrowed, which was really awesome. And I remember always being so seasick that it was like I was drunk.
Yeah. So, you had a rough cruise.
That was a rough cruise.
Yeah. Who was it? Was it? Ty, did you talk me into going out on that pedal boat?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, never again.
No way.
I took Anna sailing, and you guys went with the pedal boat thing.
I just remember the snorkeling being a complete disaster. I got the two biggest chicken kids you've ever seen. Oh, my God, there are fish everywhere. Ah, I got to get out of the water.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's different out there.
It is. It's a whole different world.
They can get you.
It's their world.
Right.
Anyway.
Those are those apples that didn't fall from this tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Mama doesn't do the water.
I remember our walk up the mountain in Hawaii where about 3/4 of the way through a 2-mile walk leading up to this beautiful, beautiful waterfall. We get about 3/4 of the way uphill, up 2 miles. We see this centipede that was about 10 inches long come across the path. Mom does the pee-pee dance. I'm going back. I'm not going any farther. I said, the hell you are. We didn't come this far. If I have to carry you, we are going. And we did.
Yes.
And we did. And it was worth it because once we got up there, it was absolutely beautiful.
It was.
Do you remember how cold that water was in that pool?
I do.
It was probably the coldest water I've ever been in outside of Old Orchard Beach, Maine.
Yes.
Unbelievably cold.
Wow.
Surprising it wasn't frozen.
Okay. Let's see. It is Friday night, and we pretty much need to wrap it up time-wise. So let's go ahead and say our goodbyes. Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you want to add?
Not really.
Ty?
Sorry.
Nope.
Okay. Like I said,
TampaBayEscapeRoom.com.
That's it.
You got to do it.
Like I said, we're getting very close to Christmas, and we're even closer to Star Wars.
Yes.
All right. Everybody out there in Radio St. Pete land, we truly do appreciate you listening to our show. Again, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. As always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
Okay, talking to you next week. See ya!
That's it.